Florida A&M University and Tallahassee Community College leaders are looking to opposite legislative chambers for support. The schools are worried about the impact of differing House and Senate budget plans for higher education. I'm Lynn Hatter. The Florida Senate wants to increase university funding, and FAMU trustee Kim Moore is hoping that chamber's higher education plan will prevail.
We understand it starting out, there are some challenges, and we're always trying to work through with limited resources. But the whole idea, again, of our focus being towards students and the success that not only comes to Florida A&M University, but to the state of Florida as a result of that investment, that's what we're counting on them to make the right decision.
So I'm assuming, obviously, you guys are hoping that the Senate is going to win this, right?
Exactly.
I might disagree.
That's Tallahassee Community College President Jim Murdaugh. Under the Senate's proposal, community colleges would see big budget cuts, mostly in developmental education. The Senate is seeking to slow the growth of bachelor's degrees at that level. And so Murdaugh is hopeful the House's less drastic college budget plan will win out.
They seem to be in a very different place philosophically about higher education. You cannot have a successful and robust economy in Florida if you don't have a significant investment in community colleges as well as universities.
Community colleges would lose $95 million under the Senate proposal and $65 million under the House's plan. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.